In Psalm number 11, there are two important questions we need to consider here today, and we're going to consider them just as fully as we can. First question is, how say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? Notice it there in verse 1. Then the second question in verse 3 is, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Let's begin by considering flee as a bird. Verse 1. Today, what we're seeing is a retreat of many modern believers from the public square, from the public forum. In other words, not standing up perpendicular, like we've learned in previous Psalms, for God. Standing up perpendicular for the gospel. Standing up perpendicular for morality and for Christian ethic. All for the fear of the wicked. What the wicked might say, what the wicked might do, how they might respond, how they're going to, inflame the masses against us. All right. Fear of the wicked. What we're seeing today is a retreat within the modern church from Scripture and from sound doctrine in order to better satisfy the hostility of the wicked. And we're seeing the insistence of modern believers on living a safe, distant, disengaged, non-combative form of faith. How shall you say to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? The wicked and their influence increase daily, and they stir up the masses. The wicked are bending their bow and shooting privately from all sides at the upright of the heart. And what many feel is the near impossibility or futility of mounting any type of fight against it. These words of David here are echoed by valiant saints throughout the ages. The words, how say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain. Let's consider the other question. If the foundations be destroyed, verse 3, all around us there's signs of the times, We're a witness to exactly that. The foundations being destroyed, we have examples of it in our family lives. We see the family, the state of the family, we see the state of divorce, we see the state of marriage, we see the state of raising, child rearing and child education and the family. What a mess. The foundations being destroyed. We see it in our social lives. We see the effect of social media. We see the effects of just how the foundations have been whittled and whittled and whittled at, little by little by little up to now. And it just seems like things are collapsing all around us in the social sphere. Almost all of a sudden, kind of the snowball effect, right? We see the same thing happening in the political circles, right? The foundations being destroyed. What was expected of our politicians in the past is no longer expected of them. The foundations that we had laid for, the Constitution and for the Bill of Rights and for, here in the United States, look in other nations, the foundations politically being destroyed. And even within our own church, we see doctrinal foundations being destroyed. It's a sign of the times. And the question is, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? All of this is happening so quickly. And it's so overwhelming, and it's coming at us from so many spheres and so many different directions. It seems to be a total collapse of the foundations. Foundations seemingly crumbling at our feet quickly. We look at our schools, we look at our colleges, we look at our judicial system, we look at our legislative government. The scary thing is we're seeing other saints retreating at such a rate that the few firm standing saints have become weary and exhausted. What can the righteous do? The few remaining righteous. Well, we could start by considering what David is insisting on here. You know, even with the question, how can you say to my soul, flee? How can you say to my soul, flee? How can I say to my own soul, flee? Ask yourself, with each of the following verses I'm going to give you, how can you say to my soul, flee? Or how can we, or how can I say to my soul, flee? Starting at verse 4, the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in his holy temple. How can you say to my soul, flee? The Lord's throne is in the heavens. How can you say to my soul, flee? His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. How can you say, flee? The Lord, verse 5, the Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. How can you say to my soul, flee to your mountain? Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. How can you say to my soul, flee? For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. How can you say to my soul then, flee, flee, go to your mountain. This is all too much for you, Christian. This is all, just go along with it. It's almost over, you know. The foundations have almost collapsed. Then we can figure out what to do and start picking up the pieces again, right? It's not worth the fight. The fight's too dangerous. How can you say that when the Lord is in his temple? The Lord is on his throne. His eyes behold in his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord loveth righteousness. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. Let's start today by considering what else David is insisting on. He's saying the Lord trieth the righteous. That's what I've entitled this sermon here, or this teaching, or this commentary. We're talking about the righteous of every generation and every nation has been tried in the same manner that we're being tried here today. Let's consider then what the few righteous of us left here today must do.